Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you today because we have royalty in the studio this morning. I'm so happy to welcome back to KSJE, Mrs. New Mexico America. Perla Wahoski is here. Good morning. Welcome back. Good to see
Hello.
You. Gorgeous.
Hi. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks
Good
for
morning,
being here.
Everybody.
And congratulations.
Thank
again, you. Last time we saw you, you were about to go, I think, to the competition.
That's right.
In Las Vegas. And now you are back to talk a little bit about the experience, I think,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It was definitely an opportunity of a lifetime. And man, it was amazing. And I have great news for us.
Okay.
You know, New Mexico, hey, we won best costume.
Yes, we did.
So.
Yes, we like I had something to do with it, and I had
yes,
nothing to do with it.
I was
but
inspired by
did,
everybody.
But you did, and and it was really unique, and I think that's what maybe got the judges' attention. I don't know. What did they tell you?
I think so. You know, the one mysterious thing is that they don't give you feedback on what, you know, the winning sauce was,
okay.
But I mean, you can look at the costumes and everybody had amazing, beautiful costumes, but I truly think that we worked on that costume from the heart, and I really wanted to represent New Mexico and everything. And you know, the title for this creation was New Mexico's Most Enchanting Features.
There you go.
And
so for the radio audience who can't see the picture, let's just describe it a little bit. You have a Roadrunner
yes.
Hat.
Adorning
right.
my head.
Right. You have the Zia symbol, kind of also part of your hat as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your headpiece, headdress. I don't know
symboling
what you would call
the
it.
Flag.
Right?
Sort
yeah.
of a headpiece.
Okay.
We made it yellow, symboling the
sure.
flag with the Zia.
Your dress is covered in chili peppers.
Yes.
Of course.
It
right?
was a must.
Yeah. Red and green.
Yeah.
Right? Christmas.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so what else is part of this that we don't see clearly in the photo? But those are the major elements that I can pick out.
Yes. It was very important for me to have Shiprock on me or somewhere around me. And we worked really hard to include it. And it worked out to have it in as a train. And so we built the back of it. It was built out of paper mache and tulle and a lot of other material that was put in there to give it volume. And so I have Shiprock back there. I also have the yucca flower, and I do of course have a turquoise belt, and I was humble enough to be allowed to borrow a sash from one of my very good Navajo friends to also represent the very important culture that is in this community.
Very good. And
yeah.
is there a necklace too?
Yes. So
Did
turquoise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So a turquoise was very important. You know, it's been used since the century, you know, way back when as currency and everything. So it's very important for this community.
Right.
And so we really wanted to have everything on there, and they liked it. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It was fun.
And shout out to your designer, right?
Absolutely.
Because he's a local guy and
yes.
a friend of ours. So congrats to Dan.
Yeah, Dan
Peschlakai
and his wife. You know, I came in with the idea, and all I told him was, hey, I really want a rock somewhere. You know, my coach was a little bit worried. She was like, how are you going to make rocks graceful?
Yeah.
You know, and Dan and his wife made it work.
Okay.
They were amazing to work with. It was so much fun. And there's the creation.
There
so.
It is. And it won.
Yes.
And it won.
Yes,
so
it
there
did.
You go. And because you were competing against how many other costumes?
48 other
women wearing their costumes. Right?
Wearing their costumes, trying their best to represent their state.
Mm-hmm.
And we did succeed. So it was a great win. It was a lot of fun. And
there you go. Very good.
Yeah.
And now I guess the search is on for new
Yes.
Contestants. Is that the next step, I guess?
That's right. So applications are open, ladies. For Misses, we do have the Misses New Mexico America and also the Misses New Mexico American. For married ladies, we also have the Miss New Mexico for America Strong. Our applications are now open. So we don't have an exact date, but it is looking like it's going to be crowning in April or sometime in June, you know, when the weather gets warm. So you have a little time to prepare, and we will be hosting different seminars to also talk about what that entails and what that looks like. So definitely find me on Instagram or Facebook, or let Scott know you want more information. And, you know, we'll get you ladies connected.
I must say, though, you're not that hard to find on Instagram or Facebook.
Hopefully not.
So, but that's a great thing to do. And this offers, I think, a great opportunity for Mrs. and Miss,
both,
I can't
ladies.
If I say Mrs., it sounds like Mrs., so I have to say for
Miss and Mrs.
Miss New Mexico America and Mrs. New Mexico America is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. A great opportunity, right? And you enjoyed
Absolutely.
Your experience.
So far, it's been amazing. It does open at different platforms and different avenues to really get that microphone on what's important to you. And for me, Scott, that is financial literacy. And I do have a couple of events already. I have a gala on the 21st in Albuquerque, and I am also working with the Farmington Library to do family reading time featuring, you know, diverse and financial literacy based books to read to our kids. It's never too early, and it's just about planting the seed. So
right.
It opens up a lot of doors to talk about what's important to you and, you know,
great. And that was your that was your platform. I know we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. You have a background in banking, so it makes sense that financial literacy is so important. And it's something that I think a lot of maybe younger people aren't learning a lot about or as much about as maybe they need to, because we hear stories about scams. And I mean, if you're not careful, people can get in trouble.
Yes. Everybody can be a victim. And it's just as easy as just a very basic information. And I think it's just so important to just plant the seed and inculcate that information into our kids. And so the Reading Corner is going to be for younger kids. So bring them out. It's going to be November 20th and November 21st.
Very good.
And never too early.
All right. I want to ask you really quickly in the minutes we have remaining this morning about the pageant. This was in Las Vegas on the stage, I think at the Westgate, right? Which is where Elvis Presley performed and all the big, you know, Vegas stars in their day. And so how was that
to be
in that same space as some of these great names and entertainers?
Whew, I have to just take a deep breath thinking about it. You know, we had an opportunity to stand right where Elvis stood. We were invited up to his suite, and it was truly an opportunity of a lifetime. They really take care of us. They spoil us. The Westgate, the staff is so amazing. Gosh, we really were treated like royalty, all 48 of us. And, you know, I'm really happy for Mrs. Texas. She did win the crown. And, you know, everybody was treated like royalty there. So it was an amazing experience. And standing where Elvis stood, it was very symbolic for me. And it's something that when I found out that that's where it was going to be, I was just all shook up.
Well, to coin a phrase, that's true. There you go.
Yeah.
And how long were you there? Was it a full week or 10 days?
Man,
or how long were you there?
9 days.
Okay.
I was there 10 days. Okay. I landed the night before and, you know, had some rest, unpacked, unwound. And, but we were there working 9 days, days of rehearsal, days of choreography, but also days of fun. You know, they wined and dined us. We had very good food, and we had to spend a lot of time with our sisters, and we became a stronger sisterhood. It's true what they say about the Mrs. America sisterhood. It's amazing, and I think our class is the best class, but hey, you know, I think maybe every lady will probably say that about their class.
That could be, but hopefully out there watching us this morning, listening to us this morning, there are some younger ladies and other mature ladies that would want to take part in this like you did, right?
Yes. It was something I've always wanted to do as a little gal. And, well, here I am. Hey.
Something off the bucket list, I guess, right?
I did it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And a great inspiration to others.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Scott.
Perla, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. Great to see you.
Thanks.
Mrs. New Mexico American, Perla Wachowski, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.